Hey friends, welcome to the Vertical Relationship Show. If you are ready to heal God's way through God's word, you desire to have healthier, loving, and thriving relationship with yourself, others, and most importantly, Jesus, then it's by no accident you're here, because there are only divine connections in God's kingdom. Hey, I'm Aaliyah Diana, international best-selling author, certified Christian counselor, trainer, coach, and podcaster. Yes, I'm all faith-based. I believe a vertical relationship with Jesus changes everything. This is about a personal relationship, a vertical one, not a religion. I'm authentic, real, honest, and there is no fluff here. Because I desire for you to have permanent healing for that wounded soul, not just temporary band-aids that don't last. Hey, God wants you to have a well-rounded and balanced life. So grab your coffee, your Bible, or just kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey friends, welcome back to the Vertical Relationship Show with me, your host, Malia. Today I want to give you a beautiful testimony from Tiffany. She says, I can't get enough. My spirit has been refilled and I feel so inspired, uplifted, and motivated to create great relationships in my life. Thank you for leading from your heart and sharing your gift with us. I love it. Now, you've heard this term before. Gaslighting is pretty much a psychological means into questioning our own insanity. Gaslighting can occur in our personal or professional relationships, and victims are targeted at the core of their being, their sense of identity and self-worth. Definitely not rooted in Christ, y'all. If we have to wonder why we're doing this or why we're being manipulated, we're not rooted in Christ. These are manipulative people who engage in gaslighting to attain powers over their victims. This can be emotionally, physically, mentally, y'all, even financially control the victim. Gaslighting is a technique that undermines a person's perception of reality. When someone is gaslighting you, you second guess yourself, to your memories, recent events, your perceptions. After communicating with that person gaslighting you, you may feel left like dazed and confused and wondering if there's something wrong with you. They point it back on you. They don't take the blame on themselves. Everything is a backfire on you. You may be encouraged to think you are actually to blame for something, or you're just being too sensitive. This may confuse you or question your judgment, your self-worth, your mental health. All of this will make you go bananas. This is tactics of a person who is gaslighting you. Please be aware that if you feel convicted, that God can help restore your brokenness. If you need accountability, you know I'm here. You know I specialize in the soul wound healing. Is the person always word twisting? Y'all, this is a lying spirit that uses your words against you to shift blame. Blame, condemnation, accusation. They want you to think you are the victim. Manipulative emotional techniques that induces confusion upon the victims. Psalm 32:3-4, when I refused to confess my sin, my whole body wasted away while I groaned in pain all day long. For day and night you tormented me. You tried to destroy me in the intense heat of summer. Okay, is the person wanting control? Control. This is this is a huge deal. A Jezebel spirit is wrapped up with this. It usually goes back to childhood wounds, childhood issues of wanting to be loved, wanting to feel valued. And the thought of rejection makes you kind of go bananas. It wants to be the center of attention and have full control. Let me remind you of Proverbs 25:28. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left within a wall. The ringleader is the devil, y'all. Shifting spirits of insanity, confusion, chaos. That is not from God. You understand? Confusion is not from God. That is from the devil. One develops these narcissistic personalities. This could happen through neglect during childhood, sexual sin, pampering from our parents, and unrealistic expectations. Childhood abuse or neglect, that feeling, the warmth. You may have never gotten hugged. You may have never gotten kissed. You wanted acceptance. But I'm here with a message, y'all. We are not to blame. I understand you're hurt. We have to flip the switch here. If you're looking for a man or woman to complete you and make you feel worthy, you're going to run down a heap of trouble. Your worth and identity is in Christ. In order to be changed by God, we have to lay our sins down at the foot of the cross. This is something I had to personally walk through. I had to understand, you know, why did I allow certain behaviors in my life? What was going on within me that I allowed that? So let me ask you a question. This is the very question I had to come into terms with, why I was attracting the toxic relationships in my life. I've been down this treacherous journey, y'all. you know, this healing transformation journey, it opened up my eyes to areas that I needed to heal. And all I could say is praise God, hallelujah, because God brought me back on the other side. But that was only through coming to Him. This is why I help Christians go next level, to break those soul barriers, heal that wounded soul, so they can have thriving relationships with themselves, others, and Jesus. Okay, y'all, we're going to go into prayer now. Abba Father, I thank you so much for just your revelation that you are the healer, no matter what the world says, that we know that there is demonic spirits that run through people's lives. Our heart and eyes need to be opened that we sometimes are controlled by a demonic opposition, the unseen realm. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to be your vessel, for just your grace, your mercy, that we could come to you, Lord, when we're hurting, when we're desperate, when we're crying, when we just don't know what else to do, that we have you, we could look up. And Lord, if I ask that anybody that is on this episode right now, they are hurting, struggling, depressed, feel the oppression from the devil, that you are there. We have authority through your son, Jesus. And it's only through a vertical relationship. He is the only mediator between man and God. And once we realize that, Lord, once we realize we have you, that our identity is in you alone, that we have authority over the devil, over these demonic spirits that influence these behavior patterns, that there's stuff within us, Lord, that needs healing, stuff within others that need healing, that when we could look through a different lens, when we could look through your lens, we are so utterly blessed. I ask anybody here that doesn't know you, Lord, that they just come to your feet, they lay it all down at the foot of the cross as you give it to them. In Jesus' name.
Did you know with your help, we can spread the love of Jesus together? Real quick, if you found value, this resonated with you, or this helped you in any way, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a short review. Let's help further God's mission together. Yes, you can be a part of growing God's kingdom and helping lost souls too. Get to know more of my heart on MaliaDiana.com. May God bless your path, my friends. Thank you for listening. Blessings.